All right, welcome back to We the People. Curtis Crittenden here for 104.3 FM KSLM. You know what? We are so excited and thrilled to be on the air and to be chatting with you guys. Thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors, Cherry City Massage. Thank you to our sponsors over at First Lube Plus and to American Outdoors, a good reason for a great time. I really appreciate you guys. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for all that you do in helping support live and local radio. One of the good things about supporting live and local radio is we get to talk about you, but also it's good for your business. You know, service patron these guys. Go out there, get a massage from Cherry City Massage. You know, you can go find Kimberly. She's a wonderful lady. You can book her now, right now, at Cherry City Massage on Facebook. And she does great work with back pain, migraines, whiplash from motor vehicle accidents, things like that. And honestly, she can bill your insurance for a lot of that stuff. So beware, please go check these folks out. You know, any firearms that you need, any camping gear, hunting gear, things like that of that nature, licenses for fishing and things, go see Mickey Garris out at American Outdoors. Great guys out there. Just look for the big red building behind Walmart in Dallas. And of course, as always, you know, you have a car. Everyone has a car, truck or SUV. And every now and again, you need that guy serviced. You know, you got to get the oil changed. You got to have the transmission flushed. You got to have the tires checked and all that good stuff. They have an awesome ministry down there, downtown Salem, right here on the corner of Union and Liberty, I believe, right next to the brand new PD station going in downtown Salem. And Dan over there is a good friend of mine, and he'll take great care of you there, I promise. In fact, if you tell him that I sent you, he'll take great care of you, I promise, I promise. Check him out online, firstlubeplus.com. Check out their story. They have great stuff as part of their business model and how they give guys who are fresh out a second chance and some job experience, because, you know, they need that. I don't know if you've ever known anybody who's been in prison before in any capacity, but it is... it's really difficult to sort of re-enter society, so on and so forth with job things. It's really difficult. So check them out. And these guys really do take care of their own. So anyway, several things to get into today. I kind of wanted to just dive right in here. Thank you for being part of the Angela Roman thing there a couple of weeks ago. Wonderful lady. We want to support her, obviously, in her campaign, but also we want to, support the conservative movement here as a whole. But lots of things to get into today. We're going to be spending a lot of time just locally here today and what's been going on. Couple things that are scary on the horizon that we kind of need to cover right off the bat and get go. Do you remember the cap and trade bill that was going out here? Well, if you remember that and how scary it was and how Timber Unity got into the whole thing, you'll remember that they're going to try to push this thing through in the short session here next month. And we've only got a couple weeks before that all happens. And what's going to happen is skyrocketing gas prices. You think gas prices are kind of steep now. How do you feel about $15 a gallon? Anybody? Both my hands are raised. I'm not for that. At all. Kate Brown and her administration are pushing for this thing. And to be honest with you, I'm not for it. And the last time I checked, Oregon was an ag state. We're a lot of agriculture, man. There's a lot of construction. But there is way more agriculture in Oregon than anything else. And if you hike gas prices like that, and if you use a bill like the cap and trade bill like this, you're going to put a lot of people out of business. That's the whole reason why Timber Unity exists. Was to put a stop to this. It's the whole reason why our local Republicans left the Capitol in protest so this didn't get pushed through. It's the whole reason why they left. And I'm proud of them. I'm thankful for these guys. And you know what, guys? You're going to have to do it again because she, and when I say she, I mean Kate Brown, is back at it. And she's not going to give up. She's not going to give up, nor does she give a hoot about you and me here in Oregon. All the woman wants to do is better position herself for a seat in Congress. In Congress. That's the only thing she wants. And, if she has a problem with that, she can come talk to me. I would love to have her on the show. I have nothing against the woman personally. Governor Kate Brown, if you're listening, I don't have a problem with you at all. I personally, not at all. I would love to hang out with you. In fact, I'd love to pick your brain about some things. There's no reason why we can't have a civilized conversation. I disagree with most everything you stand for politically. I'll just be honest. But it doesn't mean that we can't get along and be kind to each other. We can get along. Yeah, I can be kind to you for sure. We can sit down, have a cup of coffee. We'll call it the pick the governor's brain segment. How about that? Governor Brown, are you in? Curtis is in. Let's do this. Would love to chat. I would love to chat with you about some things that I'd love to have cleared up. But anyway, I want to talk to you about something more local and more interesting at this current moment. And this is a story. It's basically a story about how we as Salem and Kaiserites really come together. And I'm just super proud of you guys. Just yesterday, this report finally came out, and there's been some goings ons with the Marion County Sheriff's Office, community corrections deputies, Salem PD, Kaiser PD, Marion County District Attorney's Office, patrol deputies. Here's basically in a nutshell what's been going on. 46 warrants were served yesterday. 11 arrests in Marion County domestic violence sweep. They've been planning this for a while, and they executed it brilliantly. Several law enforcement agencies partnered, like I said, in this massive operation. The operation started on Wednesday, closed up yesterday, finally. For those wanted, they apprehended all those folks that were wanted on domestic violence related charges. The sweep, as we're calling it, which was coordinated as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, nears its end this month. It actually resulted in 11 arrests. Well done, you guys. Well done. As I said, here are the parties that were involved. Super cool. Marion County Sheriff's Office Community Corrections Deputies. Okay. We're working with Salem Department, Salem PD, Kaiser PD, Marion County DA. Okay. Patrol deputies. They served up 46 warrants that yielded in 11 arrests. The operations actually resulted in one other thing that was kind of cool, a DUI arrest, and they actually recovered a stolen vehicle. These guys are working together. I like seeing that in our community. There are so many things about our community that don't work that it is really, really nice to see one that actually does. You know, those arrests included a man wanted since 2010 for failing to attend batterer intervention treatment. This was his treatment required by the state following a domestic violence assault conviction. And a man wanted for this also, the arrest also included a man for allegedly strangling and assaulting a young woman, and for twice violating his restraining order. I am so proud of the efforts made by the team there at the sheriff's office and the partner agencies and stuff to hold off these offenders accountable. And I'm going to read you a quote right here from Joe Cast. Here he said in a statement earlier, this is the sheriff, Marion County Sheriff Joe Cast said this, quote, "We strive to make a positive impact on our community and to promote public safety through investigative efforts, community education, and evidence-based supervision practices. These guys cannot uphold the law by breaking it." Okay, these guys understand that. You can't uphold the law by breaking it. So what do? They'd be upstanding, wholesome, law-abiding citizens that get the job done through community education, evidence-based, factually-based supervision practices, and investigative efforts. These guys did it, and they did it well. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found nearly 1 in 5 women and 1 in 7 men have experienced severe physical violence by an inmate partner during their lifetime. In Oregon, more than 1/3 of both men and women reported experiencing intimate partner violence or stalking. Are you kidding me? 1 in 5 women and 1 in 7 men have experienced severe physical violence by an intimate partner. Did I say inmate earlier? My producer's going, hey, you said the wrong word. Sorry. What I meant to say was inmate, intimate partner. I can't believe that. That number is staggering. In Oregon alone, more than one-third of both men and women reported experiencing intimate partner violence or stalking. That's terrible. That's terrible. And it's because of those crimes that they did this sweep. And they arrested 11 people, 46 warrants, 11 arrests, a DUI, and a recovered stolen vehicle, including the arrest of a man wanted since 2010, which is fantastic. Well done, guys. Well done. And another by strangling and assaulting a woman and for twice violating his restraining order. They did a great job. I'm really, really proud of these folks. They did well. They did well. And I just want to say thank you from all of us here at KSLM, you guys, the Sheriff's Department, deputies, patrol guys, the DA's office. You guys did a great, great job. We really appreciate you guys. And, you know, if you're for police officers or against them, I really don't care at this point because they do more good than we see. And I know we see stuff like this pop up on the radar a lot. We see stuff that finally pop up on the radar, like on any news outlet here locally, you'll see these things pop up finally. But you know what? There are oodles more of stuff that they do for us as citizens that we don't see or hear about. They're kind of like Batman in the night. We don't see most of what they do. We just see the little tip of the iceberg here with what they do for us. This is not a walk in the park, but I mean, this is a pretty good solid sweep that they did. And this just doesn't happen every day. And it's big enough that it happens and it popped up on the news' radar here locally in Oregon. But I'll tell you what, culminating all of the things that they do day in, day out, putting their lives at risk and on the line for us, that is a huge deal. That's a huge, huge deal. And I appreciate those guys, those men and women who are undertaking our law enforcement and taking it seriously and flipping, getting the job done. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you fellas a lot. All right. Well, thanks for joining us again here today. Stay tuned. We're going to come back with more We the People when we return. I want to leave a little plug here. The next thing that we're going to be talking about basically, we're going to be talking about what some of the Oregon sheriffs back a federal bill here to restore something called inmate medical benefits while they're in prison. This is something that's going to really strike home for me, and it already has just doing my research on it, and it's going to strike home for you as well. I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be a doozy. You're going to want to stay tuned here for more We the People right here on 104.3 FM KSLM when we return. And on social media as well. Right now, go to Facebook right now. You'll see the article that I posted on there with the question, hey, do you think inmates should have medical benefits while they're in prison? Because I'll tell you, there are some folks that think that they should keep them. we'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. I'm Curtis Crittenden, and we'll be right back with more We the People. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back, We the People, on KSLM. Really glad that you're joining us today. If you're just now joining us, we just got done talking about the Marion County 46 warrant, 11 arrests, and other things that just happened. Started on Wednesday here last week and ended just yesterday, and I just wanted to give you guys some details on all that and post it up on Facebook on We the People. If you look at on Facebook and can't find us, it's because you're not doing it right. Go to @AllegianceToTheFlag, or you can find us at We the People, Salem, Oregon. You can find us on Facebook there and comment on this stuff because I really want to know what your thoughts are on that. And maybe you are in law enforcement. Maybe you are a sheriff. Maybe you're a cop. Maybe you're just a beat cop. Maybe you're a deputy, whatever you are in law enforcement and first responders, we appreciate you guys and I feel so much safer knowing that you guys are out there doing your thing. But this segment, we were talking more about what's going on with the jail system right now. And again, I only have an hour show, so as of right now, and I don't really have a whole lot of time to sort of make a smooth transition, so you just have to follow me here. But there are some sheriffs that back this federal bill to restore inmate medical benefits while they're in prison. I want to ask you right now, show of hands, who out there, do you think that they should have benefits while they're in prison? Question mark? No. Do you think that they should not? Do you think that they should actually not have benefits while they're in prison? Can I just tell you, I'm just going to kind of go over the details of this with you real quick. And then you tell me what you think. First of all, let's go back to the days of King Herod. And then fast forward to some of the kings of the Eastern Empire. And we'll even go along the lines of some monarchs over in Britain before the turn of the century. Do you know what prison looked like to them? Prison was a dungeon. Prison was a place where you didn't want to go. Prison was a very, very scary, difficult time in a person's life. And I mean dungeon, man. I mean bread and water twice a day, if you were lucky. Okay, I mean literally chained to a ball and chain. Not in the traditional married sense. That's a married joke. But I get it. I see you. I see you, producer. I see you. He's all mad at me. But that's the thing. That's what prison used to be. Don't arrest me. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm going to keep my nose clean. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm going to keep my nose clean. I want to stay out of prison. Prison was a dungeon back then, guarded by people who really didn't care if you lived or died. I mean, it was just, you're just a ball and chain to them, honestly. Okay. Let me tell you what it's like in America right now, in most places in America prisons. Most places. I know in Oregon it's this way. You get 3 solid square meals a day and all the snacks you can buy from the commissary. Okay. You have yard time every single day. I mean, unless you're in some sort of solitary confinement for doing something stupid in prison. Okay. You get yard time. Softball. You get to lift weights. You get to walk, jog, run around a track to stay in shape. Activities, you get to go to school, you get to have TV, you get to, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Okay. That doesn't sound like prison to me. I mean, if you ask me, that sounds a lot like a hotel. Just being honest. Now, I know that some people that it's really not a super duper pleasant experience in prison. I know, I get it. But there are so many laws and so many regulations and things right now that protect an inmate and give him all kinds of benefits while he's in prison. I mean, if I was a troubled kid on the streets in Detroit or even in Portland, Oregon, and I couldn't make 2 nickels rub together and I needed some help, man, I'd be thanking my lucky stars if I got arrested. You mean I don't have to work or do anything to get 3 square meals a day and all the snacks I can buy from the commissary? You mean I could work and make a little bit of money and buy stuff for myself right there in prison out of the commissary? You mean to tell me that I could have yard time every day scheduled to go outside and breathe fresh air and enjoy running around a track or playing softball or lifting weights and getting in shape? Had no idea. That's amazing. Arrest me. Sign me up, buddy. Sign me up. I'll tell you what Senator Jeff Merkley, a Democrat from Oregon, wants changed here in a little bit. And we'll also talk about federal medical benefits and what's going on there with that. Prison is becoming one of those things where it's really not as bad as it used to be. You know, it's really not. Like I said, prison used to be a dungeon. Now you get, you know, government housing, basically. Government welfare, basically. You know, low wages, but you're still making money. You can get an education while you're in prison. Are you kidding me? In dungeon, you got bread and water and maybe a bale of hay to go to the bathroom on. I don't know. That's just what I read in the history books. but anyway, there are some folks out there that want to restore inmate medical benefits while in jail. Sure, let's give them benefits. Let's pay for them. That's fine. Yeah, great. No, not okay. Here's why it's not okay. My tax dollars, your tax dollars, are going to pay for someone's life to get a little bit easier after they've broken the law. For real? Your cousin, your brother, your uncle, your nephew, your whoever that you know, your best friend or whatever, got robbed. Someone broke into their house. They got robbed here in Oregon. And good job, police department. You caught them. You're going to send them to prison. Well, lottie flippin' daw. Now they're going to get 3 square meals a day. They're going to get TV. They're going to get bench time. They're going to get yard time. They're going to get the best shape of their lives. They're going to get an education. And one more thing. We're going to give you health benefits. Yeah. Okay. A rant to continue when we come back right here on We the People on 104.3 FM KSLM. I'm Curtis Crittenden. Stand by. We'll be right back. Welcome back. If you are just now tuning back in, or maybe you're just jumping in on the show as of right now, we've been talking about the federal bill to be restored for inmate medical benefits while they're in prison, and why that's a giant snafu. Why that's a giant snafu, you know, in talking with some folks about this here earlier today before we come in on the show, you know, I make lots of phone calls. I talk to a lot of people on the regular. And I talk about this show, and I run some ideas by some folks, and we chit chat about what I should and shouldn't say or whatever. And for the most part, I don't listen to them. For the most part, I say what I want to say and do what we want to do here on the show. But a lot of the content's driven by you, the listener. I get emails and I get people on the Facebook page, which, by the way, you can go check us out online right now at Facebook at We the People. At Allegiance to the Flag, if you want to be specific, at Allegiance to the Flag on Facebook page, or just search We the People Salem, Oregon. You'll find us there. Picture of the Declaration of Independence, We the People. So why is this a bad idea? Well, someone from the other side of the fence told me, you know, it's not a bad idea, Curtis. They're human. They have rights as well. Okay, I don't deny that. They have rights. They have rights. They can be, you know, they have rights to live, unless you've murdered someone. You have a right to live. Sure. You have a right to fair treatment. No one's denying that. I wouldn't deny someone, you know, a couple meals a day. Who said we needed 3 square meals a day while if you've broken the law? Do you know how much money, statistically, now listen very carefully here, statistically, do you know how much money would be saved from taxpayers? How much taxpayer money, my money, would be saved on an annual basis if all we had to provide for an inmate who has, let's not forget, broken the law, maybe raped someone, maybe molested a child, maybe broke into your home and stole stuff and, you know, murdered someone. Terrible. I know that sounds, I know, I get it. That sounds terrible. I understand that, but you're talking to me about someone who deserves to have all the same rights that a free citizen does. I disagree. I disagree. Yes, we enjoy freedoms in this country, for crying out loud. Yes, we have unalienable rights. You're a human being, and therefore you deserve to be treated like a human being. No one's saying that you shouldn't be treated like a human being. But you broke the law that we've established in this country. You've broke laws. What am I supposed to do with you? Oh, they're there. It's okay. They're there. Really? I'm supposed to sit back, wrap you on the wrist, and send you to a government facility where you're going to get in the best shape of your life, eat 3 square meals a day, can work and earn a little bit of money and buy whatever you want from the commissary? Oh, and also give you medical benefits? Are you joking? You're joking me. You know, there are privileges that we enjoy here in this country that does not mean it's a human right. I don't have the right to make $100,000 a year. I would love to make $100,000 a year. I'm just saying. Okay. I would love to be making 15. I would love to make a certain amount of money in my life, in my career. I'm sure you would as well. I'm sure that number exists in your head. That is not your right to make that much money. It's a privilege and you got to work for it. Am I right? I'm sorry. Am I right or am I right? It is not a privilege for you to drive a car. I'm sorry, it's not a right for you to drive a car. It's not your right as an American citizen to get to drive a car. It's a privilege. A privilege you have to earn by taking a test. A privilege that you can get stripped and taken away from you if you break the law, if you speed, if you don't obey the traffic laws. You're going to get a ticket. If you get too many tickets, you're going to have your license what? Suspended. You're going to have your license suspended. For real. But you want to break the law. You're going to break the law. You're going to go to jail for however many times, how many years, whatever, how many months, years. But we're going to afford you better care than some of our own free citizens get? You are joking me, man. You're joking me. I don't stand behind this at all. When an Oregonian gets arrested and booked into jail, they lose their freedom while they await trial. They also lose any federal medical benefit that they're currently getting. It includes Medicaid, Veteran Affairs, okay, and the CHIP. The Children's Health Insurance Program. You lose those benefits if you break the law and get arrested. That's fine. When you get done and your trial gets sorted out, and let's say you're innocent and you get out and you're a free person again, well, guess what? You can go down and you can fill out the little piece of paperwork that reinstates your benefits. Big flipping deal. But if you're guilty, you should lose your benefits. 1,000%. Instead, the medical costs get passed to counties and municipalities running the jails. Those medical costs come to us and the budget of local tax dollars. That's us. That's us, baby. That's you and me, folks. Do you really want to pay for the inmate to have medical benefits while they're in there? Guess what? There's a doctor on site. There's a physician on site there at the jail that, yeah, we pay for, but we shouldn't be responsible for their benefits. Are you kidding? It's a scenario that really unfolds across the U.S. and the Senate. Senator Jeff Merkley, he's a Democrat from Oregon, wants to see it change. He wants to introduce this bill that would preserve the federal medical benefits to an inmate who's in jail awaiting trial. Okay. You haven't had your trial yet, but you're in jail. Should you continue to have your benefits? No, I don't think so. I really don't. I don't even feel like that sounds really harsh. Earlier, just this month, he introduced the bill that would do that. I don't even think it sounds harsh. If you're on trial, standing on trial right now for someone's murder, or you're standing on trial right now for getting arrested for something, or name the offense. Let's say you got arrested for perjury, or let's say you got arrested on suspicion of robbery or assault. Okay, we'll say assault. Even if you had nothing to do with it, if you were innocent, what were you doing in close proximity to that situation? Okay, are you lying and saying that you aren't guilty and just hoping that, you know, the trial goes well? I'm just saying, if you get inserted into the justice system like that, even on your awaiting trial level, I don't feel like we should have to pay for your benefits. Okay, so back to my statistic. How much money would I save Oregon? How much would Oregon save if all we had to provide you with was the basic living essentials? Food, water. I mean, that's really it. A place to go to the bathroom and shower. Basic human stuff. Keep you clean. Keep you fed. Isn't that about right? Anybody? Bueller. That's pretty much the basic essentials for living, correct? Is TV a basic essential for living? Is television? No. Is the radio? No. Driving a car? No. Medical benefits? No. Medical care at all? No. Just saying. Does that sound a little extreme? Yeah, maybe. But so is having us pay for medical benefits to an inmate who's awaiting trial or not. The answer is over $2 billion a year. Taxes. We'd save on taxes. $2 billion a year. I haven't done a full-blown cost analysis on the numbers that an individual would save tax-wise, because I don't believe that number exists. But it would save a ton of money if all we provided for the inmate was basic living essentials. Keep you fed, keep you clean. That's about it. It's about all you need. And I'm sure that by doing so, it would actually deter people from wanting to get arrested, or it would encourage them to keep their noses clean, because we don't want to go to prison because it's a nasty place. Not the 3 square meals a day, yard time, bench time, internet, TV, cable, game nights, movie nights. No. No. I'm wondering how many people agree with me. Comment online. Email the show. AllegianceToTheFlag@yahoo.com. Email the show. Find us on Facebook. We the People, Salem, Oregon. Or at Allegiance to the Flag. We'll be right back with more We the People right here on 104.3 FM, KSLM, and 1220 AM, and online at KSLM.news. I'm Curtis Crittenden. We'll be right back with more of this ridiculousness. This is crazy. All right, we're back. Welcome back to the show, We the People.
We the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union.
You know, no one talks like that anymore. It's pretty cool. Anyway, we've been talking about, if you're just now tuning in, we've been talking about several things. And I know the show is really short right now in this format. Don't worry, we'll go longer here soon. But been talking about the 46 warrants that were served up here just yesterday, 11 arrests in Marion County alone for domestic violences on the sweep. We're calling it the sweep. That was super cool. Check it out online at KSLM Radio or on We the People Facebook page. You can also check out this podcast on the We the People as after it airs. It's always up on podcast there for a little while. You can check it out there. But comment on these things. Please, I want to know what your thoughts are on this and where your heads are at. Because I can only really speak for myself and the small majority of people that I've spoken to in the Salem area saying, hey, what do you think about this? And I've gotten people that email the show, allegiancetotheflag@gmail.com, allegiancetotheflag@yahoo.com, excuse me, and message the show, We the People, or at Allegiance to the Flag on Facebook. They've emailed the show, they've chatted with the show, and they said, hey, we like this or we don't like this. Please let me know what you think, because your questions, comments, concerns, and the things that you want to talk about really drive the show. And your opinions matter to us. Your opinions matter to me. I want to hear more about you and where your head's at. Do you think this is a good idea? I know the bill. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. I know the bill was specific enough in saying that the benefits should be reinstated or should be kept going, preserved for an inmate who's in jail. Let me finish. Awaiting trial. I get that. I get that. But you're still an inmate. Okay? And I know everyone deserves a trial by their peers to determine if they're innocent or guilty. And you're not guilty until proven innocent. Or you're guilty until proven innocent. I get all that. And it might sound a little harsh, but don't you think it sounds even more harsh the other way? And why we're carrying your medical benefits for you? And you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't have been there. Maybe you should have stayed at home. Maybe you should have gone to church. I don't know. I'm just trying to see my way to circumvent this insanity right now. And Jeff Merkley denied interview opportunity here on the show today. Called his office and he was quote unquote unavailable for comment. And that's okay. You know, maybe we'll get to talk to him at a different time, but he wants to see a change. If you're just now tuning in, he introduced a bill that would preserve the federal medical benefits for an inmate who is in jail awaiting trial. I don't think we should be paying for him at all. And I think the number last I checked was over $2 billion annually in taxes that we would save if all we had to provide for the inmates awaiting trial or not were basic living essentials. I mean, keep you fed, keep you clean. That's about it, right? Last I checked, that's all I need to survive. Just saying. So it's a scenario that's going to continue rolling out. And I really hope that you vote against this when it hits the voter ballots. But in a call that was made here a couple days ago with reporter friends of ours, Merkley said the current situation is, quote, problematic and perhaps unconstitutional, end quote, because the inmates haven't been convicted of any crime and stripping them of their benefits is unfair. I disagree. It's not unconstitutional. You know, everyone has basic human rights. The privileges of having medical benefits are a privilege. It's not a right. You know, you have the right to things like freedom of speech. You have the right to bear arms and keep them. You have the right for, right? Nowhere does it say you have the right to have medical insurance. No, you have the privilege of having medical insurance. You just got to work hard for it. You have the privilege to drive your car, a nice car if you want to. Heck, buy a Tesla for all I care. As long as you work hard for it. But you're not entitled to it. You earn it. It's not a right. It's a privilege. Right? Am I making sense? Even if an inmate hasn't been convicted yet, you're still in our tax dollars. You're still on tax dollars. Okay? Merkley said keeping inmates in their federal health program would preserve a, quote, community of care, end quote, that allows inmates to continue medical treatment without an interruption. Essentially, the legislation would let counties to access medical records and keep an inmate's health services continuing without any interruptions. And I'll be honest with you, I thought that's what was happening already anyway, because there's medical staff on staff. At any prison, there's medical staff. Right? Why can't they just see them for their medical needs? Prison should be a place that people really don't want to go to. Excuse me. But we're making it awful flippin' easy for them. I just don't know where to go. I don't know where to go from here with this one. You know, it's really upsetting. Yeah. Yeah, when prisons used to be dungeons, that was the time, man. That was the time. You know, and I love that warden in Texas. I forget his name. I can never remember his name. If you remember the name of that really famous warden in that prison in Texas, let me know. Email the show, allegiancetotheflag@yahoo.com, or on Facebook at We the People, or at Allegiance to the Flag on Facebook. What was his name? Because I love this guy's philosophy. You know, he chains him up, gives him meals. He's super duper strict. And he understands you don't have privileges in prison. You have basic, everybody has basic human rights. You, sir, behind the glass. Yes, I see you walking by the studio. You have basic human rights. I have basic human rights. Everybody does. If you're a human being, if you're human. But if you break the law, you have privileges that are revoked. Your rights aren't revoked. It's not a right that you have to have medical insurance. It's not a right that you have to have welfare. You don't have the right to drive a vehicle. You don't have the right to operate a plane. You don't have the right to make $100,000 a year. You have the privilege, the opportunity to earn that. And if you go to prison, whether you're on trial or not, you've, in my opinion, lost those privileges. Or at least they're on suspension. Right? We as free citizens, as free taxpaying citizens, shouldn't have to pay for that. That's not a thing. I'm voting no. Anyway, are you? Are you going to vote no? I hope you do. Anyway, you can find out more about that online. You can Google the crap out of it. And you know what? We're going to be talking about more local stuff here next week on the show as more things pour in here. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much for taking the time to chill with me here today and to listen. Have a great rest of your Saturday. Get out and enjoy the weather. Enjoy the day. Take the missus for a walk. Take the dog for a walk. Take the kid. Take the whole family out for a walk and enjoy the day on me. And, you know, we're going to get through this, Oregon. We're going to get through this and we're going to see a better day because of it. I promise. I promise. I promise. That's going to do it for me here. I am Curtis Crittenden for We the People. You are the voice. I'm just the bullhorn. Curtis Crittenden for 104.3 FM KSLM. We will see you next time. Look for the podcast. Look for more information at We the People and at Allegiance to the Flag on Facebook. Email the show, please. Allegiance to the Flag at yahoo.com. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.